Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 7th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2 cents, closing at 404.75. November beans up 16.25 cents, closing at 10.15.5. And December wheat down 3.5 cents, closing at 557.75. The wheat had trouble staying higher most of the day. We'd be higher, we'd be lower, back and forth most of the day. We broke a nickel in the last few minutes to get that lower close out here. So not a great close, certainly in the wheat, but we've come a long way and a little respite here. I don't think it's all that surprising. Corn and beans, the corn broke about a nickel off its highs. Not what I really wanted to see in here. We've got a double top for the year at 409. Going back to, I think it's June 20th of 16, we had a high at 409.25. So it's really kind of a triple top there at 409. If we come in and gap open over 409 on Sunday night, I think we're off to the races to the upside, at least for 40 to 50 cents in here. The beans closed strong. Meal led the way up 870, closed it at 330.7 on the August meal. December meal closed at 338. If we gap open over 340 on December meal on Sunday night, I think it'll be a gap and go there as well. We don't see any changes in the forecast. This was the first day that 11 o'clock forecast didn't break the market. We broke about 1120, 1130, rallied all the way back right before the close. We broke it the better part of 5 cents in the aftermarket that last 5 minutes, but still a pretty good close here. We haven't been able to fill any of these gaps in wheat, corn, or beans, so I continue to believe that we can see some higher prices. The forecasts continue to look hot and dry to me. The forecast for the last half of the month looks hot and dry during key pollination. Frankly, I'm surprised the corn didn't act better here today, but somebody must have put in a little bit of rain here. We've got some rains in Indiana and Ohio, but for the vast majority of the Midwest, all we see are spotty showers and some heat building. So, again, it's really all about the weather in here. Funds are still heavily short, not heavily short, but short 50, 60,000 corn, short 50,000, 60,000 beans. So there's more upside potential there with the funds. So hopefully, if we get any kind of friendly weather Sunday night, we'll gap open higher, leave another gap, and see if we can't put another significant rally in place in corn, beans, and wheat. Have a good weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.